You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
What's up, everybody? It is the time, you know it is, because you know what I'm going to say. We're on week 23, title 23, section 23 of 25 Motivational Tips to Supercharge Your 2024. And once again, I got to tell you, I have just been so fortunate to be able to relook at this and reflect on the fact that in December of last year, I wrote out these 25 things, not knowing what would unfold as each week came, but literally the alignment of things has just been absolutely amazing. And today's segment is not going to waver at all. It's going to align right, just right on time, at least for me. And for those of you who will hear this, I hope that there is something of an area that you can connect to. And I'm going to go right into this whole talking point about depend on you to rise to the occasion for you, not anybody else. I'm going to repeat that. Depend on you to rise to the occasion for you. And that is such an important statement. And I will get into the nitty gritty of this thing, but I just want you to identify clearly what I'm saying. It's always wonderful when other people show up or support you or stand with you or pray with you or whatever. But the one person you can always depend on is you. There's always going to be other things that can happen and unfold. And some things may be avoidable. Sometimes people are just in their own space and time, and they may not align with what you're doing. But trust me, if you believe enough in what you're doing and understand what the vision is, just stay the course of the vision. And then those wonderful things do happen. The synchronicities, the people that are supposed to align with you will. And that's what makes it awesome. And it just makes it become something of a reflective moment of truth. And so, guys, you know what time it is. It's Monday and it's time for Sunny's Money Motivation. Let's go. Welcome to Loudmouth Radio Network. My name is Sunny. As a former professional athlete turned entrepreneur realtor and the producer of Loudmouth Radio Network, I look forward to bringing content to you that empowers, inspires, and entertains you. Tune in each week as we have unscripted and unfiltered talks from entrepreneurship, real estate, politics, entertainment, comedy, LGBTQ topics, day-to-day life, and everything in between. All shows available on demand 24/7 on your favorite podcast platforms. San Jacinto, Temecula Valley areas, and throughout the Inland Empire, are you looking to become a homeowner in 2024? Register today for the New Home in the New Year seminar hosted by Sold by Sunny. Let's get you from rental to homeowner in the new year. Get the latest insight of down payment assistance programs, whether you purchased a home before or purchasing for the first time. We want to make sure you're provided with the necessary information needed for you to buy your new home in 2024. Look forward to seeing you there.
Diamond Valley Lodge, the one-of-a-kind, unique, exotic dining experience for the whole family. Have dinner with real tigers at Diamond Valley Lodge's 100% safe, unique dinner party experience. Ever dine just feet away from a majestic Bengal tiger? Now you can. A magical evening under the stars with open-air seating in an exotic Zen garden. Just feet away from some of the most majestic creatures on the planet. Are crown jewels of nature. Dinners are served on Friday and Saturday, brunch on Sunday. Reservation only by calling 855-9-TIGERS or 951-390-2670 or visit DiamondValleyLodge.com.
Hi, I'm Hector Calvillo of J&H Automotive, located at 611 West Florida Avenue in Hemet, California. We are a full-service automotive repair shop where you can always expect to receive the highest quality repairs, fairest pricing, best customer service in the industry. My brother George and I grew up watching our dad work on classic cars as a backyard mechanic. His hard work ethic and dedication led us to opening up J&H Automotive in 2009. We started out with a 500 square foot repair shop, and we have consistently grown over the past 15 years to our new 10,000 square foot repair facility in the heart of Hemet, We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Call 951-766-5999 to set an appointment for all your automotive service needs.
All right, we are on part 23. Depend on you to rise to the occasion for you. I don't know how that makes you feel when you hear that, but I definitely got a few things that I made note of as this title presented itself to me in my meditative time period. And I think that it just is a incredible way of reflecting on how you're progressing in your own path. And you get to a point where certain things or certain people may not stay the course, and you have to still buckle down. This is the time where you buckle down hard and you do not allow the left or the right to distract you. You just keep the blinders on and keep looking forward. So the first talking point that I got that I'm going to share with you is reflective time about your personal attributes. And what I mean by that is that I think sometimes we have to take the time to look at what we're capable of willingly, not what you like to think, what you know to believe, what you are working towards, but where you are right now currently. And when you can have those honest conversations, I think it allows you to know exactly where you are and what you need to work towards and what you need to work on. And it also gives you a measurement of your own development. It allows you to be able to look back and say, man, I remember when I was here. And over the last 6 months, over the last year, over the last couple of years, I've seen this development of myself in such a way that I can tell that I am really adamantly working to, you know, just create more essence of myself, or to advance certain skill sets, or to shape certain parts of me that maybe was a little rough before. Sometimes the maturity of our experiences will then progress into wisdom, and that wisdom starts showing up in things that could be the way you approach things, the way you think, the way you talk, the way you handle yourself, the way you carry yourself in certain crowds. Maybe even certain skill sets have started to develop and show themselves up in the things that you're doing in your workload. Maybe in your personal relationships, you're starting to see that what used to get to you some way doesn't reflectively have that same center of control over you now. So all these things are so important because you have to be able to see your own development. You have to be able to know that you're making leaps and bounds somewhere as it pertains to your life. And it's important that you recognize, not always being told what others see or think, because there's so many parts of you that others haven't seen or haven't experienced that you even haven't experienced yet. So you also have to know that you are accountable to understanding who you are as a whole, right? And still give room for yourself and growth. Number two, examine and acknowledge a few areas where you may be a little weaker, right? And what you want to do is work to eradicate any of those areas that are not strong enough, right? Anything that is a negative feeling towards those parts of you also. The reason why those feelings are happening is because you recognize that it's something weak and that it's something that needs to be matured or developed. You know, in some animals, in some animalistic, not societies, I'm trying to get my thought together. Within the animal kingdom, there are some animals that when they see that their babies or that some of their pack may be weak, a lot of times those that are strong in the pack may either kill or harm the weaker one, right? And that in itself is, it kind of sort of shows up in the human race. People are able to recognize certain things about you. And unfortunately, you have a lot of people in the society that prey on those type of people too. And they'll look for those areas where they feel like they can manipulate you or work, you know, or use something maybe that's not your strength and work and let them use it for their good. But it's not necessarily serving you the same way. And I'm not saying that anybody and everybody's out to get you. I'm not saying that. But there are times and situations, depending on what you're doing and at what time, whether it's in a societal way, if it's personal or business, those areas you have to sometimes protect until you can develop them more. So, you know, there's certain industries that if you're not prepared to enter, you're not prepared to harness the reactiveness of what that industry or society of being can present, then it's sometimes best that you don't step into those arenas until you're ready. Right. For me, I think about, you know, my transitional state right now. I'm making a turn aggressively back towards the entertainment side of this platform. You know, for me, Loudmouth has always been media marketing and entertainment. And the entertainment side for me has always been present. You know, even as this podcast has been going on for the last 11 years, it's still a form of entertainment. It's a form of media. It's a form of marketing. It embodies all of it. And one of my, you know, true loves, comedy and acting and, you know, just creative projects like that. I'm knee deep in a project that is challenging, and not challenging in a way that is not necessarily healthy, but there's sometimes working parts that makes bigger challenges. Sometimes there's people that make it bigger challenges. And so you have to recognize what you have as a vision for yourself and what you desire for yourself that you got to keep on course, and you have to be able to maintain times and moments when things necessarily may not align, right? And I think the biggest thing is at the core of it, you got to not give up on yourself. That's what this is really about, not giving up on yourself. My last talking point that I'm going to close out with is working often to build up your abilities where you're weaker each week, month, and, you know, notate your growth. And I've spoken on this before, journaling, blogging, you know, I remember at one point, you know, I wasn't necessarily carrying my journal around or I usually have a notebook that's taking a lot of my thoughts in. But sometimes I just got really, really accustomed to using my phone because I have it in my pocket or I have it on me majority of the time. I like to be able to record my steps. So I either have the phone on me in my hand or it's in my pocket. But one of the bigger things that I do is go into my notes, and I write a lot. And then when there were times I might wanted to write a draft, a letter or journalize, I would go and send myself an email, and I would just type and write out whatever it is I needed to say and then send it to myself. So then I had a record of it. It was, you know, an outlet for me. It allowed me to be able to express whatever was on my mind. If I'm using my notes, it allows me to be able to write tips or bits, and especially like comedy. I've been working on a comedy series. So, you know, when you get those bursts of inspirations, you sometimes got to jot them down because they'll leave your brain, especially if you know, like most of us, we have so many active thoughts happening at any given time. So I've come to use my device in a very positive way of cataloging the things that I needed to have note of or take down or to cement so that I could go back to it. And so I think that that is also a part that you need to do with your own abilities and certain aspects of yourself, and take note. You have to recognize where you are and also evaluate what it is that you're looking to accomplish. And sometimes you might want to have some accountability partners along the way. It's nothing wrong with that, but only you know who you can trust to talk to. Sometimes there's no one you need to talk to other than the Father above, and just let it, you know, hone and hang there. But I do believe that it's important that we're taking notification of ourselves, because if you're not paying attention to yourself, you may not realize some of the ways you're carrying yourself. You may not recognize the conversations you're having. You may not even recognize sometimes that we're speaking negatively about things and we have a negative outlook. I mean, it could be frustration. It could be things that we're just, you know, anxious about because maybe they haven't arrived for us yet. But you still have to take note of it. You have to recognize how your energy levels are presenting themselves to you and outwardly. And you know better than anybody else. If you walk into a room where there's been a lot of tension and maybe somebody has been arguing, or you've been in a space where people are arguing, that air don't feel good. It doesn't have a good space. It doesn't feel welcoming. It doesn't feel warm. So imagine if you're not taking the time to give yourself those types of notifications in those moments of timeouts and seeing, okay, what can I reflect on at this moment to make sure that I'm not participating in something that is not going to be a negative thing for me in my day. Like today's Monday, even though it's a holiday, a federal holiday. And let me say this, you know, my father was in the Navy, and I have friends, family, and friend, you know, distant relatives. You know, we're honoring those who have lost their lives and serving our country, because it is Memorial Day Monday. So we want to make sure that we honor those who have been in the service and have stood in the service of lines of protecting our country and fighting these wars in different parts of the world. But just even with that, reflective time like today is today is a day of honoring those who have lost their lives. So for those of us who are alive, we ought to honor ourselves in the living and honor ourselves of our futures and use our past as a way of reflection. Guys, I appreciate you listening in. And you know what I was going to say to you, go and be great. Y'all have a wonderful work week. Bye.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.